This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Hundreds of mourners lined the streets of Jerusalem on Monday as the parents of killed American-Israeli hostage Hirsch Goldberg-Polin drove by in a procession to his funeral. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
Goldberg-Polin was one of 40 people taken hostage from the Nova Festival during the October 7th attack by Hamas. His body was among those of six Israeli hostages recovered by Israeli forces in Gaza over the weekend, triggering a wave of grief and fury and nationwide strikes that have shut down much of Israel. Israel's military said they were recently killed by Palestinian Hamas militants.
Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Monday pushed back against a new wave of pressure to reach a ceasefire deal in Gaza after hundreds of thousands of Israelis protested and went on strike. U.S. President Joe Biden says Netanyahu needs to do more after nearly 11 months of fighting. In his first public address in Sunday's mass protest over the discovery of six more dead hostages, the prime minister said he will continue to assist on a demand that has emerged as a major sticking point in talks. Britain's foreign minister, David Lammy, said on Monday Britain will immediately suspend 30 of its 350 arms export licenses with Israel.
There does exist a clear risk that they might be used to commit or facilitate a serious violation of international humanitarian law.
Lammy said the decision to suspend the licenses did not amount to a blanket ban or an arms embargo, but only involved those that could be used in the conflict between Israel and Hamas in the Palestinian enclave of Gaza.